So Slaven, that was an impressive performance. What did you think?
Yeah, Rob, it was to be fair. Look, don't forget that we played against a team that was unbeaten away. We knew, and that's how we prepared the game. We knew they're good away, they're good on a ball, they will not only frustrate you, they can hurt you and all that. So you have to be physical with them, you have to have a complete game. And we knew that against them, if you do that part, against them you can play. You can play and we are good. And that, so it was a really great team performance, defending as a group, getting the second balls, taking the balls out of them, counter-attacking, long attacks, set pieces. Apart from the goal, to be fair, it was all us. And it was a great performance and a great result for us. Yeah.
And Pereira goes from strength to strength. A goal and four more assists today. I think that's 5 goals and 11 assists now this season, which is amazing, isn't it?
He's a great player and great talent. Still young player, very hungry. He likes to learn. He wants to improve. And he's enjoying... why I want to praise the teamwork is because to get those, to he's getting the balls in a good positions for him, but then somebody has to pass him those balls, and then we talk about we go back to Romain and Jake and even fullbacks, you know, who are feeding it up, because it's not the situation that he comes back to our centre backs and then does it all by himself. So it's completely teamwork and the wingers opening time. And Hal was again top today in every aspect. What I'm saying is Mateus was great today and working hard and really working hard for us. But for me, it was almost complete team performance.
Gibbs and Bartley came off injured. That gave Furlong and Agassi some game time, but that was a bit of a shame, wasn't it, to see them go off?
Yeah. With Bart, it's a cut. It's a nasty cut, but it's a cut. They're talking about mask or whatever. Gibbo is different. Gibbo is a muscle, and you never like it, you know. But the good thing I spoke to him is that he wasn't sprinting, so it's not just tightness. Hopefully, we are guessing, you know, tomorrow or latest on Tuesday we're gonna know the scan and all that, the results. Hopefully it's gonna be a couple of weeks, you know, and for that we can live. With that we can live. We are not happy, but then again, we have a squad. We have a good squad, and. If somebody has to jump, you know, we have something like 18 players who are basically, who I really treat as the regulars, and they all have that match fitness, and because they're all playing. Kyle Edwards is always playing. I mean, he didn't start, he started maybe 5 games or whatever, but he's always playing. So that's why it's a bit easier to replace those guys. If it's 20 minutes, like today, half an hour, or one game or 5 games, yeah, that's a good thing.
So keep it rolling till Wednesday now.
Yeah. We're gonna again a big one. It's a shame that we can't enjoy few days this victory. So tonight you have to, instead of enjoying, you have to watch Wigan. You know, but we can't moan. It's great. It's privilege to be in this position, and basically we don't want it to stop. We don't want a winter break. We want to, you know, games, because you have to keep the momentum, you have to cherish the momentum, and you have to respect the momentum, because it didn't come from the wild card, you know. It came from big sacrifice and commitment, and that's the key that we should never forget.